about reading. Last week, a student asked me what I like doing in my free time. I said I like reading. He said he watches television and looked somewhat ashamed, as if he had confessed something wrong. People think that because you like reading, you're an intellectual of sorts, or a very smart person. I am neither. My reading habits are borderline addictive. When, like me, you like reading for the sake of reading, you read a magazine's articles on consumerism and its effects on the younger generations with the same passion you read a comic or the flyer from the pizza place that opened round the corner last week. For some reason, reading is more valued as a hobby than watching television. Apply the simple test. Ask people what they like doing in their free time and check your own response to "I watch television" and "I like reading." Chances are you're going to think less of he or she who said they watch television, and you're going to regard the reader as a better example for your children. And since we're in the setting examples to children area, I have to say that the only occasion when I let myself read an actual book are the holidays. Now, ever since I became a mother, it was while on holidays that I kept failing to finish a novel. First summer of motherhood, I bought Jane Austen's Emma, and I never made it to the middle of the story. Last summer, I was smarter, and I bought a book that I had already read in Spanish. At least I would not be angry at my innocent child for writing on the book, tearing its pages apart and sitting on it in an attempt to get my attention from the pages and onto him. You can tell which is the last page I read because it has my son's art on it. If I wanted him to learn from the example and get a liking to books, my plan backfired horribly. Because the truth is that at some point I would ask my husband to take him away so I could finish reading. And if my husband was not around, I confess, I'd turn on the TV to keep the boy entertained. So I don't think my son will learn to love books from me. As far as he is concerned, books are an evil force that steals mothers' attention from their children. Hopefully teachers at school know what to do about it. So, next time you find yourself liking the reader better, remember that they probably only read material that bored their brains. And remember that there are some good quality television that can be very, very constructive.